What's going on? Another episode of the Mellow Podcast. It is Wednesday, October, I think 25th. I'm lost. My days are lost, guys, y'all. My days are losing. But yes, welcome to another episode of the Mellow Podcast. We are back with another DC Teams episode. Again, I'm not sure what to call this yet. I'm thinking of a DC Comics Unmasked, Teams Unmasked, and then I'll put like the subsequent team at the end of it and stuff. But we'll see. I'm still working on the title here. Excuse me. Sorry about that. But this week we will be talking about Doom Patrol. Now, if you kind of know Doom Patrol, they're a weird, quirky kind of team that is, they're not your quintessential heroes, at least by the way they look or what they do. But either way, let's just get right into it. Born of experiments and accidents and cast out from society, the Doom Patrol occupies the weirder corners of the universe. For some, superpowers are anything but a blessing. The Doom Patrol appropriate to their rather dire-sounding name as a group of DC superheroes who, for one reason or another, have found themselves struggling against the expectations, judgment, and constraints of society that may not always understand them or their gifts. And for that, they've often found themselves pushed to the margins. They don't always get along, and they're not always saving the day, but the members of the Doom Patrol, including founding members Robot Man, Elastigirl, now Elastawoman, Negative Man, and the Chief, have found a family in each other. It's one that lets them focus their accidental abilities and unwanted powers in a way that benefits themselves and their world. The Doom Patrol are a group of superpowered misfits whose gifts caused them alienation and drama. Dubbed the world's strangest heroes by editor Murray Boltignoff, the original team included Chief, Robot Man, Elastigirl, Elastawoman now, and Negative Man, Beast Boy, and Mento. Joined soon after, the team remained the featured characters of My Greatest Adventure, which was retitled Doom Patrol as of issue number 86 of March of 1964. The original series was canceled in 1968 when Drake killed the team off in issue number 121. Last of that series, September to October of 1968. Since then, there have been six Doom Patrol series, with Robot Man as the only character to appear in all of them. Over the years, Doom Patrol have fought various enemies such as General Gull, General Immortus, Brotherhood of Evil, Mr. Nobody, Rygox, Shrapnel, Red Jax, Vincent Harding, Darren Jones, The Scissor Man, Mutant Master, Black Vulture, The Claw, Avium, etc. So in 1997, DC released the Tangent Comics series of books, built on the premise of a world that diverged from the mainstream following the events of the Cuban Missile Crisis. The series featured characters with the same names as mainstream DC characters, but were otherwise unrelated to them. The series included a one-shot Doom Patrol title. This Doom Patrol consists of four heroes: Doomsday, Starfire, Firehawk, and Rampage. The heroes travel back in time from 2030 to 97 to prevent Earth's destruction. The Tangent books were later integrated into the DC multiverse as Earth-9, as part of the events of Infinite Crisis. Just Imagine. In Stan Lee's Just Imagine, a version of the Doom Patrol appeared as villains under the Reverend Dark, as three death row criminals under his son Adam's control later against the JLA. They consist of crime boss Brock Smith / Blockbuster, serial killer Lucinda Radamada / Parasite, and criminal Deke Durgan / Deathstroke. Gee, I can't even talk. They've also appeared in animated TV series like the Teen Titan, the two-part episode Homecoming, that consisted of Mento, Negative Man, Robot Man, and Elastawoman. Additionally, Beast Boy was also a member of the team before he left and eventually joined the Titans. The original Doom Patrol appears in Batman, the Brave and the Bold episode, The Last Patrol, consisting of the Chief, Elastigirl, Negative Man, and Robot Man. This version of the team operated years prior until they failed to save a hostage against amidst General Zod's invasion of Paris and disbanded. In the present, Batman helps the Doom Patrol come out of retirement when Zod forms an alliance with the rest of the Doom Patrol's enemies to seek revenge. While Batman defeats Zod and his alliance, the Doom Patrol sacrifices themselves to save the town of Cardsville, whose residents renamed their town to four heroes in their memory. Also, the original Doom Patrol appeared in the self-titled segment of DC Nation shorts, consisting of the Chief, Elastigirl, Negative Man, and Robot Man. They also appeared in Teen Titans Go, consisting of the same four characters we just said. And also, Beast Boy was also part of that team. They also appeared in Young Justice Outsiders, called Nightmare Monkeys, consisting of Chief, Mento, Elastigirl, Robot Man, Negative Woman, and Beast Boy. This version of the team, bearing Mento and Beast Boy and Robot Man, were all killed while on mission years prior. And I also, as you know, the live-action Doom Patrol, consisting of Chief, Elastigirl, Woman, Robot Man, and Negative Man, started in the TV show Titans before they spun off into their own TV series. Also considered the same Chief, Robot Man, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Woman, they added Cyborg and Jane. Additionally, in the 1950s incarnation of the team appears in the episode Doom Patrol Patrol, consisting of the same team as we added Joshua, Clay, Armani, Desai, and Rhea Jones. Present-day Doom Patrol also make a quick cameo in the Arrowverse crossover Crisis on Infinite Earths by archive footage of a deleted scene from a season one episode. I remember that because I watched it. You know what I'm saying? Former bases, Midway, Kansas City, Secret Sanctuary, Rainbow Estates, Bruno's Nightclub, K Mordaz, Dayton Manor, Oolong Island, Danny Land, The Chief. Now for the most part, these have been most of the core members of Doom Patrol. Like I said, Chief, Negative Man, Robot Man, Elastigirl, now Elastigirl Woman, Mento, Beast Boy, Crazy Jane, Dorothy Spinner, Flex Montayo, and Danny the Street. It's once in a while we get a Cyborg. Created by Arnold Drake, Bob Haney, and Bruno Premiani. First appearance, My Greatest Adventure, number 80, June 1963. Aussie by DC Comics. We'll see if we can get a quick publication here. When they first, Volume 1, My Greatest Adventure, Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol first appeared in 1968 when the DC title My Greatest Adventure, an adventure anthology, was being converted to a superhero format. The task assigned writer Arnold Drake was to create a team that fit both these formats. With fellow writer Bob Haney and artist Bruno Premiani, they created Doom Patrol, a team of super-powered misfits who were regarded as freaks by the world at large. According to Drake editor Murray Baltanoff, told him, My Greatest Adventure was in danger of cancellation, and he wanted him to create a new feature which might save it. Baltanoff was enthusiastic about Drake's initial pitch, with Elastigirl and Automaton changed to Robot Man by the team's third appearance, issue number 82. With Drake wanted a third character and enlisted Haney's help in coming up with Negative Man. The team was initially announced as the Legion of the Strange. Doom Patrol were announced on the cover of the My Greatest Adventure number 80. Cover dated back to June 1963. Same year and month my mother was born. Side note, Drake and Haney devised the plot for the issue together and then each scripted half the issue independently. Drake the first half, Haney the second half. Dr. Niles Calder motivated the original Doom Patrol bitter from being isolated from the world to use their powers for the greater good. My Greatest Adventure was officially retitled the Doom Patrol beginning with issue number 86. Members of the Doom Patrol often quarreled and had personal problems, something that was already common among the superhero teams published by Marvel Comics, such as Fantastic Four, but was novel among the DC lineup. Doom Patrol's rogues gallery matched the strange, weird tones of the series. Villains include the immortality-seeking General Immortus, the shape-shifting Animal Vegetable Mineral Man, and the Brotherhood of Evil led by the Brain, a disembodied brain kept alive by technology. The Brotherhood also included Intelligent, Gorilla, Monitor Mala, and Madame Rouge, who was given powers similar to those of Elongated Man, with the extra attribute of a malleable force allowing her to impersonate various people. The Doom Patrol had two crossovers, one with the Challengers of the Unknown teaming up to fight Multi-Man and Multi-Woman, and the second with the Flash in the Brave and the Bold number 65. As popularity of the book waned, the publisher canceled it. Drake killed off the entire Doom Patrol final issue, Doom Patrol number 121, September to October of 1968. When Doom Patrol sacrificed their lives to to Madame Rouge and General Zal to save the small fishing village of Cartersville, Maine. This was the first time in comic book history that a canceled title was concluded with the death of its cast. Artists Bruno Piamani and editor Murray Boltonoff appeared at the beginning and the end of the story, asking fans to write to DC to resurrect Doom Patrol. Although the latter was supposed to have been Arnold Drake, according to the writer, he was replaced with the editor because he had just resigned over a pay dispute and moved to Marvel Comics. He finished the script only out of friendship for Boltonoff. A few years later, three more issues appeared, reprints of earlier issues, 89, 95, and 90, appeared as number 122, 123, and 124, respectively. A proper Doom Patrol reveal did not occur until 1977, 9 years after the original demise. Some similarities exist between the original Doom Patrol and Marvel Comics X-Men. Marvel acknowledged the similarities in its humor titled Not Branch Eck. Both include misfit superheroes shunned by society, and both are led by men of perpetual intelligence whose wheelchairs. These similarities ultimately led series writer Arnold Drake to argue that the concept of the anime must have been based off of the Doom Patrol. In an interview shortly before his death in 07, Drake took a more moderate position, saying that while it's possible Lee took his ideas from Doom Patrol, he also arrived at a similar concept independently. Since we were working in the same vineyards, and if you do enough of that stuff sooner or later, you will kind of look like you're imitating each other. The Doom Patrol and the X-Men have many similarities. Both series feature stories that show the protagonist struggling with the mantle of heroism. Both teams are family-oriented with internal problems that are resolved through the aid of other members of the team. They both share some of the same writers, such as Grant Morrison and John Byrne. However, while the Doom Patrol tends to go on bizarre, zany adventures, the X-Men tend to be more focused on the themes of racism and prejudice. The four lead characters of the original series have much in common with the members of the Fantastic Four. Both teams composed of a woman and three men have one member with stretching powers, another with great strength trapped in a distorted or inhuman orange body, and a third whose form seems ablaze with fire or energy. One can extend the comparison by saying that the fourth member is either invincible or behind the scenes. This has inspired fan speculation that Doom Patrol was inspired by or imaginative of this original series. John Byrne, who has written and drawn all three sets of characters, has written that, "I wish someone would ask Arnold Drake about the Doom Patrol similarities with the Fantastic Four instead of always bringing up the X-Men comparison." So yeah, that is our Doom Patrol series for this week, this issue, this livelihood. You know what I'm saying? If y'all enjoyed this, go hit that like button, go hit that share button on all your streaming platforms that you can hear this all. Please and thank you. Once again, go check out W Energy. Hit that code. CJ. I apologize. It's late. CJ22 to get your 10% off your code, or hit Merc Clan to get 10% off your code. That way, support the Merc Clan gaming community. Y'all know what it is. Again, tell your friends if you enjoy this. Tell your family. Listen to it any way you can. But anyways, always and forever, one love. Peace.